Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. We've talked about it a couple of times this year, Tito. Some wins seem bigger than others, and last night just seemed like one of those games where four double plays, you're into your bullpen in the second inning, and it's like, doggone it, this thing just isn't going to turn out right. But, boy, you keep finding ways, don't you?
You know, as difficult as the night before was, last night felt that good. And that's why you try not to get too low or too high. You know, hopefully, we all come in today the same as we did yesterday, because that's the way baseball is. You're right. I mean, the way it started out, you know, Danny couldn't find the plate. And it was probably our worst case scenario is he throws 32 or 34 pitches in the first inning. And Mick and I were, you know, beside ourselves. So what we did was, because the lefties were coming up, and we'd already gotten Crockett and Clevinger up, because we didn't really want to bring Clev into a middle of an inning, and he is a starter, has been a starter, so we wanted to give him time. So we were kind of committed to those guys, and knowing that they're going to pitch, and you don't want them warming up all day. So we just said, okay, Danny's done. We sent him out to the bullpen, actually, to do like to simulate three more innings. You know, last time we've done that was spring training. And then the good stuff started happening. Clev came in and pitched as good as we've seen, kept them off the scoreboard, gives up a double in the seventh, and Otero comes in, gives up a ground ball hit, but then keeps it where it is, and then we kept chipping away, and we got some really good at-bats late. I mean, you know, everybody knows, you know, Jose's hit and Naquin's ball in the ninth, but like Napoli working a walk off of that righty that's throwing 98. I mean, the quality of his at-bats when the game's on the line to me are incredible.
And the one thing nobody talks about with Mike Napoli, this guy isn't very fast. There might not be a smarter base runner in the game, is there?
You know, when he got on last night, you know, Millsy and I were talking, you know, as we always do, just throwing things back and forth, and we were thinking about running for him. And he moved up on the ball in the dirt. And we both kind of looked at each other and said, you know what, he's a good base runner. Now, you're right, he's not very fast. And when that ball went to right field, my heart was in my throat, and I was kidnapped today because he was going as fast as he could. But he's a good base runner, and he gets a very good secondary lead. And unless the ball's hit right at somebody, he's going to score. And I just felt like it put us in the best position to win the game. Maybe it wasn't quite the best to tie, but I thought it was to put us in the best position to win.
How proud you must be of this team, because they do all the little things, Tito. They play the game the right way, and even the White Sox were talking about it. They haven't seen a team that plays the game night in and night out harder than your ball club.
That's probably the biggest compliment I think you can give to a team, and it certainly makes me proud. You're right. I mean, there's days when I get after these guys. That's going to be the case, but They get after it, and they don't quit playing. And the style of baseball we play, we have to get after it. But day in and day out, sometimes teams can't do that. And this team has been really resilient, because we've had a lot of games where we've had to come from behind. And that's a hard way to play. But they keep – I mean, last night was a good example. We had four double plays in the first five innings. And sometimes that just takes the wind out of your sails, and it's like, oh, we had our chance. They kept plugging away.
Not to get ahead of ourselves, I know you can't, but if this club makes it into the playoffs, this is the kind of style of play that teams that win in the playoffs have to play. You don't have to adjust your game for the playoffs.
Well, you're right, and I'm not going to get ahead of myself, but you're right. I think there are teams that are built for the regular season, and then there are teams built for the playoffs, and those teams have to get there. You know, hopefully, and you know, we've seen it, Hammy. You've seen as much as I have. If you have a weakness over the course of a year, it's going to show up. It's to this point, we've been able to cover things, you know, like Brantley being hurt, you know, things like that. And you know, because of their resiliency, sometimes we can play through some mistakes or through some frustration and find ways to win.
Oh, by the way, you reward the Toronto Blue Jays.
You know, though, they'll be a fun weekend. I mean, they're really good. And you know, they'll bring you down to earth if you're not ready. They swing like they want to hit it off the scoreboard, and sometimes they do. And they got some couple of really good pitchers too. So this will be a fun series, though, because it's fun playing. You get to this point in the year, it's fun playing good teams, because it. And again, you might not win, but the competition is so good.
Tribe manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Blue Jays next